approve something, cannot have a split decision. Remember the last meeting, you guys made a split decision. It's been my experience on this board that when we have four, we don't have a full quorum. At any time you feel like you need to ask for the meeting to be tabled, I think we will accommodate that. Okay? So, I guess I should have brought the meeting to order before I said all that.
Doesn't matter.
I did. Didn't you catch that? You caught that, didn't
right.
you, Sarah?
We all did.
Yes, I did.
All right.
Sorry.
All right. And we took rolls. Do we have roll? Are we rolled?
We're rolled.
Right. Okay.
So first, actually, the third item on our agenda is the approval of the minutes.
Move we approve the minutes as presented by staff.
Second.
Okay. Permit.
I'm sorry, who was the second?
John. Any discussion? All those in favor of approving the minutes as written, do so by saying aye.
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 Chair votes aye. All right, they're approved. All right, we have one item on the agenda tonight, and that is how do I read this? Well, it's a setback variance. It's a property line setback variance across multiple property lines. What's the name of your subdivision again? You have a name for it, don't you?
Historically, it was Prospect Heights.
Prospect Heights, okay. And that's located at County Road 34, opposite side of Amethyst Drive from East Maple Street, Spring Creek Trailhead. Rather than follow exactly along this line, I want to actually start by... I read through this variance packet, and I believe there's a correction that needs to be made in order for us to consider this packet.
Okay.
And so in that, I'm going to just kind of go into what you're asking for in your variances. You're asking for a zero setback from all property lines on the east lot of parcel A, which results in a 50-foot variance. You're asking for 0-foot setbacks from the north, east, and west lines of the middle lot of parcel A and the two eastern lots of parcel B, which also results in various setbacks. And then the third item is the east lot of parcel B, which I believe should read the west lot of parcel B, as I'm looking at this map, and if that's in our map, the one on the far right-hand side, or is that the far right?
Do you see that there's two parcels?
Or should they say the two, yeah, but there's three Bs, and you have three eastern lots on this variance request.
It doesn't read the two eastern lots of B. It
says middle lot of parcel A and two eastern lots of parcel B.
Right, so you see it goes B, A, B, B?
Correct.
I have not been able to
That's mind-boggling.
There's the east lot of parcel B.
25 feet wide
right
lots.
What
the okay, heck? But should it not say the two western lots of parcel B?
No, because we're talking about these two. So on that middle lot of parcel A and two eastern lots of parcel B, we're talking about these three right here.
Okay, and the east lot of parcel B is which one?
I think that might be it.
I think it should say the two western lots of parcel B.
I think the third item, east lot of parcel B, should be west lot of parcel B.
But I think the east is to the right, because north is straight up.
Oh,
east is to the right.
Correct.
This is
yeah, and that's the one where you want the 5 foot from the north lot line, 35 from the south lot line, and 0 on the east and west.
Yep.
So that's why I just wanted to make sure that we had this right so that we read this in correctly.
So that is west lot of parcel B.
It's really not. It's the east lot of parcel B. But the first, the second
first
piece should say the two western lots of parcel B.
Wait. Unless
if you read the packet.
Oriented properly, I don't get that.
He's right. So it should say the first reference to lots B.
Should say two western instead of two eastern. That's all that's the change. Our packet.
We're talking about these two right here, correct?
No, we're talking about the other two of parcel B.
Okay.
that one, and the one to the right. That's parcel A.
The two lots are the two western lots. It says two eastern lots. It should say two western lots.
And that's the only thing I want to make sure we have right.
Okay. I get it now, but for purposes of this hearing,
does it not matter? I just want to make sure.
Simply number these so that we know what we're talking about.
You know, that may not be a bad idea.
B1, B2, B3, and parcel A.
There's two parcel A's. And three
parcel A1, parcel
A2.
A2.
That's part of parcel A. It's just, I'm so confused. Parcel A is all of this right here.
So that could be parcel A1, and the middle one could be parcel A2.
Yep.
And then starting on the left side, we have B1, B2, and then B3. Just, I think that's a good idea.
Okay, so this is A1, B1, A2, B2, B3.
Correct.
Okay.
Nice catch.
Having that cleared up, let's go through these proposed setbacks again.
Okay, so then I'm going to use that nomenclature as I read this.
Okay.
I just want to make sure we're all on the same page, and mostly because we don't want a clerical error to mess you guys up.
Sorry for the confusion.
Not at all. Okay, so the proposed setbacks. So there's a 50-foot setback from all property lines in the AF zone district, and the proposed setbacks for parcel A1, zero setback on all property lines, which is a 50-foot variance from all property lines. For parcel A2 and parcels B1 and B2, 0-foot setbacks from the north, east, and west lines, which result in 50-foot variances. And then for parcel B3, there is a 0 setback from east and west lines for a 50-foot variance, a 5-foot setback from the north line for a 45-foot variance, and a 35-foot setback from the south line, which results in a 15-foot variance. And then for parcel C, 0-foot setbacks from the south, east, and west lines results in a 50-foot variance, and a 10-foot setback from the north line, which results in a 40-foot variance.
All right.
Okay, so I believe that is what we are considering here tonight. And
and that gives them a continuous drive across all of the parcels.
And that gives them a continuous drive. Yep. And so either Gates or Marshall, I'm not sure who's going to do. Why don't you guys, you'll do, state your name, give us a little your presentation, and then we'll call for public discussion and all that business.
So it's pretty simple tonight. I mean, some of you remember last time we were here. Alan, if you'll scroll up to the right just so that I can provide some context here. We were here last time and we got a variance for the house there, a setback variance, and that was granted. At the time that we applied for this variance, we didn't realize that stacked stone walls necessitated a setback variance as well. So that was an error on our part. And basically, we want to be able to access the house with a driveway. And while it is theoretically possible to do that without stacking any boulders, we've been advised by the engineers that we're working with that if we use stacked stones, it will limit the extent of the excavation and minimize the impact on the hillside. And so that's the way that we would like to construct the road, and that's why we're here applying for setback variances for those stacked stones. And that's all this is. It's not, there's on parcel C on the north side, there's, as you can see, some concrete retaining wall that's been proposed. That may remain concrete, it might be stacked boulders, but for the rest of it, it's just literally stacked boulders like you see around town. And that's what we're requesting.
So not the manufactured blocks like you see along the highways and things like that.
No.
The concrete blocks, you're using real boulders.
Yeah, I think like in the sanctuary or a lot of houses up by the mountains.
12th Street.
Yeah. And as minimally as possible, but within the building code.
Good. Anything else?
That's it.
Perfect. Thank you. Alan, do we have any correspondence that needs to be read into the record that's not already in our packet?
no additional correspondence, but the one I would like to point out that there were two letters from Roden Bridge in your staff packet, one dated July 1st and one dated September 6th. And the one dated July 1st was in the original staff packet for the house, and then an additional one was provided for the driveway. And there was one condition that can be taken out of those comments that staff would like for you to consider, and that is the applicant shall ensure that enough room is provided so that all foundation, concrete formwork, earthwork, and retaining wall work is contained within the property boundary.
And you would like to have that stricken?
Add that as a separate new condition.
Oh, as a condition of approval. I'm sorry, I misunderstood you.
Okay. That would be condition 10.
You mean, or so?
So you're taking the language right out of Mr. Morty's. Paragraph 2 at the beginning of the letter,
yeah,
right?
I did modify it a bit just to make it sound right and contain all of the information that needs to be in there. But it's that was taken from comments number 1 and 2, the last sentence of each one of those.
Yep. So I see that would be another 10. I just want to make sure that we follow our thing. So, does any of the correspondence, Alan?
No.
Okay. So, I would call for public hearing, but I see there's no public here, so I'm not going to worry about that. All right, now we can have board discussion. And John, you have questions, so why don't we start with you?
My recollections are correct. This is a pretty steep piece of property, isn't it, grade-wise?
Very.
And how wide is that driveway going to be? So are you sprinkling the building as recommended?
Yeah.
You are. What size water line? I'm an ex-fireman.
We spoke with Doug Schaefer, and he told us that for approval of the driveway, that the driveway's grade is up to 13% to get up to the house, and that we have to have the proper life safety sprinkler system. And so,
what size water line are you running to the house? Have you gone that far yet? Right, and made aware of that they, okay.
Anything else, John?
No, I just remember, that's where the spring road turns into a dirt road and where the walking trail is.
Yeah,
exactly. Where all the bears.
You have no problem with the new condition 10, and you foresee all that work and your excavator, everything's happening from within your property boundary?
The road comes off of Brown County Road 34 there, the driveway does, and we have an easement through city open space to get to our property. That's, you can see that we go across open space to get to the property boundary. That would be the only place that any work would go across the border. That's within a granted easement, so hopefully that counts.
Yeah, and we can add language that contained within the property boundary or within the easement granted by the city of St. Louis.
That sounds good.
Yeah, but otherwise we don't plan on encroaching anywhere.
So the culvert for the ditch, that was in the first letter then.
I noticed
the Spring Creek ditch.
And it was in the second letter.
they mentioned that Spring Creek did run through that property, and it is, do you know where that goes, or does there need to be a culvert approved?
I asked for the culvert to be illustrated, and it didn't quite come up right on this map, but if you see that there's a little line that he's showing that goes across the property, the culvert will actually move along that line. And we are actually working with the Division of Water Resources to perhaps rehabilitate that ditch, and there's a legacy water right in there that we'd like to use to irrigate our property. And so, yes, we're totally comfortable with the condition that we need that culvert. And I did ask about all the other culverts, and was told that culverts usually aren't subject to setback variances, so I didn't worry about it that much.
And the neighbors were all notified? Because everyone, no one had a comment either way, it appears, huh? Fire department, you guys got that? So that's all the questions I had.
Thank you.
Alan,
yeah, Brian.
Do we have a survey at this point?
No.
Okay. Based on the comments last time, I have put on the official survey. And so, can you zoom out a little bit, maybe?
Yeah.
This should be the official survey you're looking at right there, which I assume went into your packet.
Yeah, I just noticed that the date on that, 8/20, I guess that's since our last meeting, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Perfect.
So we can get rid of condition 4.
Not really. That's the structure. So we can't get rid of that.
Don't we have a survey of the structure as well?
Well, yeah, but what condition 4 says is when they build, they have to certify that what they built is within the...
Oh, and the as-built?
That's what that says.
Yeah. Okay.
Which, you're going to definitely want to do that.
Sure.
Anything else?
You know, actually, it's talking about the location of the structure prior to the issuance of the building permit, so it's not an as-built.
Okay.
If you know, it's in the city limits, you would need an as-built, but you don't in the county.
Yeah,
or unless we...
All I'm trying to do is get rid of one of the conditions. And C pointed out that that may be an as-built survey.
Maybe it isn't. All right.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to make the motion, you can do that.
Okay.
And I only have one other question and comment. I noticed on parcel B, I think it's parcel B, the one that's, can you zoom that up just a little bit?
Yeah, B1, 2, or 3.
No, I'm sorry, parcel D. You show a little bit of a retaining wall, a boulder wall in there, and I'm wondering why that's not included. But was that part of our original approval? Was that boulder wall on that original approval? I want to make sure that that's...
Didn't we get a 0-foot setback from the western border of parcel D?
I thought I brought that with me.
I just wanted to make sure that we're not leaving that off the table.
No, this doesn't have this listed as parcels on the setback. So which boundary would that be we're talking about? You've got 0 setbacks on the south and the west boundary line.
Perfect.
Okay.
This would be west,
that'd be the west boundary line.
The west parcel.
Okay.
Of the new parcel that we
right.
moved.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the, yeah.
Yeah, so 0 from the west property line of the west parcel, which is parcel D.
Yep.
Yeah.
So will this property go through any lot line consolidation or anything, or are you just leaving this all separate parcels?
For the last hearing that we got for the setbacks for the house itself, we're going to put those two parcels together, parcel D and the last parcel A there, and then for what I'm here for tonight, it's just going to stay as separate parcels.
I think I asked the question at the last hearing, and it was pointed out to us they wanted to maintain the separate lots in case they wanted another.
Yeah, we may in the future want to put another house on parcel C for myself and my brother.
I don't have any.
You guys like C hillsides, huh?
School.
Need a challenge.
Yeah, if we could afford a flat land, that's where we'd be.
Oh, you're going to have some fun.
Is there any other discussion? I would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to reapprove.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion. So you have to read out the whole thing, Alan.
Yeah. You don't have to read out the whole thing. You can simply.
But you need to tell us why the finding of facts are. You have to just say why you want to prove it, John. So you need to go through and say for the findings of fact. And you can use the staff comments if you want to. But you have to say why you want to make the motion.
1 through 5 is written.
Yeah.
You can just say 1 through 5
is
written.
Okay. I make a motion that we approve it based on findings of facts 1 through 5. Also imposing upon the conditions of 1 through 9. Should we do that?
And 10.
Oh, 10. I'm sorry. I only got 9 here.
Yeah,
there
was that 10th one. That
okay.
I
okay. Okay.
Just for the record, one care, you want to just review that language?
Second.
The applicant shall ensure that enough room is provided so that all foundation, concrete formwork, earthwork, or retaining wall work is contained within the property boundary or within the access easement granted by the City of Steamboat Springs.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. All those in favor of granting the variance, the motion, do so by saying aye.
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 Chair votes aye. Congratulations. Now you can go build. You got 1 year to get started. Otherwise,
watch out for the mooses and the bears. I used to live maybe 2 blocks away from there. I can tell you there's a lot of animal life there. A lot.
Cool. So you're going to get going this fall?
Well, maybe. I mean, we're going
to... Do you have somebody lined up to start? Right. We were just having this discussion about how busy it is and how hard it is to find
people. What we want to do is just be flexible and say, hey, whenever you have space in the next year, get on the hillside for us. Hopefully, you can save a little bit of money.
I would be very, very cautious with the excavator for this project.
Yeah.
There's only a few that we're even talking to.
Who are you talking to, just as a side?
Suckles.
Native.
Yeah.
Guys have
precision?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nordic could do it too.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to find out some rocks on site?
Okay. Well, there's a lot of ledge, actually, so we're hoping that we don't have to use rocks for a lot of it. Okay. And Ed was up on the other side of the Spring Creek Canyon there, where the Spring Creek Ridge, they call it, and he said that they ran into a bunch of ledge stuff up there, and now he has equipment big enough to rip right through it, so
awesome.
We want to make sure whoever we work with has that same equipment.
Right now, I know somebody who has a ton of boulders that they would love to get rid of for the cost of the trucking, so.
Really?
Yeah.
So, how do we get there?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
And okay, adjourn as of the beginning of that conversation.
You know,
sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. It's just what's on the table.
Yeah.